when we go back this morning, I called it my favorite scripture. There's a bunch of them, but Romans 5 and 1. I guess I come here once again because of things that have been going on recently, so much religious activity, but not godly. It's kind of a problem. There's so much talk today about just believe in Jesus Christ. And certainly that's good thing to do. But it's not all that easy. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can they hear lest there be a preacher? Now it didn't stop there. How can they preach unless they be sent? So the preaching of the gospel is the only means of salvation. It's not left up to man. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Man, outside the grace of God, is at enmity with God. There's no other way. Righteousness is by faith. Abraham believed God. It was accounted unto him for righteousness. The righteousness of faith is what justifies. But you can't just believe. That's what they say, just believe. But it's not possible outside of the grace of God. They also say, well, just accept Jesus as your Savior. Well, man can't do that. In his enmity, he cannot do that. He's outside of that. And I believe one of the biggest problems that people have is understanding that God is sovereign. I'll have mercy on whom I will, and whom I will I'll harden. Now you go out in the world and teach that and you see what happens, they'll hang you in a minute. It'll run you out of town. They did me that way. They didn't have any more use for me when they figured out what I was teaching. So, they let me go right quick. Had to change my place of going. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith, that's a good deal. But that, not of yourself. It's a gift of God. The faith of Jesus Christ. That's where we have such a problem. It's not your faith. Man does not have enough faith to get up in the morning. He's always turning back. Oh, I hope, I hope, I hope. They're always praying. Because they understand that they are under the wrath of God. The conscience beareth them witness always. That's the case. You won't let them go. They are bound by that. Man will not turn to God. He just didn't. The two are not compatible. They can't walk together because they're not agreeing. Man is absolutely mad at God. Unless God would have mercy upon them, they will not turn. But because of the long suffering of God, some will be saved. In the book of Job, chapter. I guess about verse 8 said their seed is established in their sight with them, in their offspring before their eyes, and their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. They're comfortable in their own faith, in their own religion. They all men are religious. And they're all faithful to some religion. But they're not faithful to God because they're at enmity with Him. Verse 10, He said, their bulls gender and faileth not, and their cow calveth and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance, and they take the tremble and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ, and they spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Joel said something about people this morning being afraid of dying. And certainly that fear is always around to every man, because we've never passed that away before. But they don't take it to heart that these things are all of God. These good things that they are enjoying are of God and not of themselves. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore, they say unto God, depart from us. This is the very opposite of grace, you understand. He leaves man to their own way. Sometimes He leaves them in that state. I'll have mercy upon whom I will, and whom I will I'll harden. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. And that kind of goes along with what I'm talking about. You tell a man that God will harden whom He will, they're not going to have it. Matter of fact, it'll make them more angry with God. They may get angry at you also, but they're more angry with God because He rules. And they don't like someone ruling over them unless mercy is cast upon them. Unless righteousness is poured out upon them. The righteousness of faith. Well, faith does. It comes by hearing, man. There ain't no other way to get it. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But tell a man, believe. I don't know if you ever thought about it or not, but he just cannot believe. It's just not in him. He's not born of that. He's born of the world. He has a whole different idea of how God ought to operate. It's just not in him. Then he said, what is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit shall we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. We're hearing a lot of stuff now about praying. Don't have a national day of prayer. Well, there isn't anything wrong with praying. But it must be in the right spirit. And if a spirit of God is not in them, they can't pray. And they can't be at peace with God. Their enmity, this in them, boils up more and more and more. Especially as they're being hardened. Now there's the other side of it, those that come to the Lord that receive mercy and call upon the name of the Lord. Not as they're calling today, just they brought the Lord down to their level. He's just so common to them anymore until it's just, it doesn't have any meaning at all. Well, it's because of their enmity. They got to bring him down to their level or they can't stand him. But he's a totally different God than they're presenting. Book of Isaiah. Then first chapter. I guess for our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. And they're gone away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? Paul asked this question, said, have they not heard? Heard what? Preaching of the gospel. And then he answered it right away. Yeah, they have. It's gone out. So why would you be stricken anymore? Just keep on. Why? Because they're at enmity with God. There's no grace upon them. Why should they be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. And the whole heart faint from the sole of the foot even to the head. There's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. And because of this, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire, and your land, your strangers devour it. In your presence, it's desolate, is overthrown by strangers. Known down verse 9, he said, we should have been like unto Sodom and Gomorrah. Just been wiped off the face of the earth because if all these souls of sin that you haven't done anything about it, and neither can you, lest the Lord be with you. In the 45th chapter, verse 5, I guess I'm the Lord and there's none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. In other words, he's been taking care of them all the time. But they don't know it. They're ignorant. Paul was talking last week about being either just ignorant. Said they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, and there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness, and I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And this is what man doesn't like. I heard him talking something this morning. I don't remember what it was about. All these problems that we're having just come upon the people. But the Lord will take it and do something with it. How foolish. No. He brought it on. Yeah, he's doing something with it, all right. But it didn't happen by accident. I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. This is the only hope. Just the way man is. He's not going to. He doesn't have enough faith for nothing. He'll lose it every second, nearly. He keeps trying to appease God by something. We're going to have a national day of prayer. And this will satisfy. But it doesn't bring any peace with them toward God. What are they doing? They're doing that. They're trying to appease an angry God in their own way. Their own righteousness. Not the righteousness that comes from God. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. The righteousness of faith. Well, Abraham believed God. I, the Lord, have created it. And then in verse 9, he said, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Back in the 32nd chapter of Isaiah also. In verse 15, he said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. Therefore, we're justified. And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Well, that'd be a good place to live, won't it? And in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places, then it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in low place, and blessed are they that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. They're going to be carrying the gospel. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Will not the God of all the world do right? All the earth do right? I believe it's the way it's written, but it's the same thing. Yeah, he's going to do right. And the only way, though, that we can be in agreement with that is if we are be made to be at peace with God. Must be made a new creature so we can have a new mind. Not be so crazy anymore. Book of Colossians. First chapter, book of Colossians. Verse 16, it said, let the world, I guess verse 19, first chapter, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say. Whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Have peace with God. And in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And then he puts this if in there. If you continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. How'd the faith come? By the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature. Have they not heard? Yeah, they heard, but some of them, it just made them mad. And some of them, it turned them to God. But it was a pouring out of righteousness upon them that justified them. Not their believing, the way they talk about it today. I tell you, it's so good sometimes not to believe so strong. Judge yourselves that you be not judged. There's always that judging going on, by the way. Sometimes we just excuse it. But it's always there. And which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister, and you are too, if you believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of him that diligently seek him.
So
amazing how explicit the Word of God is. And then, on the other hand, it shouldn't surprise us, should it? Because God is the author of it, Bruce. Bruce was saying this morning, he keeps being amazed and marvel at how many times the Word speaks of itself. My old pastor said a long time ago, nowhere in the Bible does God try to prove that He's God. He just states it as a fact. And that's what convinced the people of Israel when they were in bondage in Egypt. Did you ever think about that? How in the world did just Moses go in and tell them, say, I am sent me? How did that turn those people to Moses and to follow Moses? But He is the great I Am. And that's the essence of what J.T. just was saying as he quoted there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. He that would come to God must first believe that He is. He is the I Am. And the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And that reward is God Himself. Right, Brother Bruce? Amen. What He said to Abraham, wasn't it? 15th chapter of Genesis. I am. It's counted Him for righteousness. Amen. Good blessing this morning already. I pray for you and for me. And I pray that God will continue to bless us as we go through the services today. It's a great day, isn't it? My wife was asking me, said, well, where is that verse of Scripture that says this is the day the Lord has made? We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so it is, we will.